to the traditional words, thanks words, I would like to add some remarks. Each conference gives a good opportunity to think again on important topics. And this topic, freedom of religion, is a real one of the key topics, not only for some churches, but for all churches, and for us, Orthodox also is very important. It's our future if we find the right answer to the question. And now, you know, this new technology is a good thing, but but we need time. And it was a request to give you an Orthodox view to the problem. What does it mean, Orthodox view? I am Orthodox, but my personal view, my personal attitude, is it Orthodox view? It's Orthodox view, but it is not official position of the Russian Orthodox Church or of the whole Orthodoxy. But we need authority. What does it mean? And I think my task to explain you some specific, as I understand, the specific of Orthodox culture, Orthodox history. And my accent will be on Russian Orthodoxy, of course. Two words about Orthodoxy.
It's a sign that Orthodoxy unite many churches, many countries. It's a mosaic from Constantinople, from Hagia Sophia, 13th, 14th century. What does it mean, a view from the Orthodox tradition? I told something. And to see how broad is Orthodoxy, we need to understand that Orthodoxy is a family. Orthodox Church is a family of independent, we say autocephalous churches. And now you see the list from Constantinople, Alexandria, Antiochia, Jerusalem, Moscow, Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, Georgia, Cyprus, Greece, Poland, Albania, Czech and Slovakia, Orthodox Church in America. And it's wonderful, 15 churches. We are in unity. We Orthodox are in unity, in dogmatic, in Eucharistic unity. But we have some canonical. We have some problems in our practical life because of our rules. We understand, we meet now some problems in new situation. And, for example, this list, these 15 churches may be wrote in other order. Or, for example, the last one, Orthodox Church in America, is not recognized in Constantinople. Not all Orthodox Church recognize independence of Church of America. There are some problems. There is another Orthodox family, Oriental Orthodox Communion, Armenian, Coptic, Ethiopian, Eritrean, Syria, and Malankara churches. We are Orthodox, but we are not in community. We are divided. We are separated from each other from 5th century. So to say what does it mean Orthodox, it's not so easy. And two words about Russian Orthodox Church. There are great changes. You see, in 1988, Russian Orthodox Church celebrated millennium of baptism of Russia. In that jubilee year, she had 67 dioceses, 21 monasteries and practical 7,000 parishes, 2 theological academies and 3 theological seminaries. And in June 2008, the Russian Orthodox Church has, you see, I don't see, 156 dioceses in various practical 30,000 parishes. pastoral service is carried out by 196 bishops. There are 769 monasteries and so on and so on. Much more theological schools. Yeah, there are great changes. We come to Russia. It was my born place, yeah, near Vladimir. And before 1917, Russian Orthodox Church was an established church, yeah, state church, but there were many different denominations, and already pre-revolutionary times, a distinct tolerance and openness towards religions such as Islam and Buddhism can be seen. The largest mosque in Europe was built in St. Petersburg at the beginning of the 20th century, as well as Buddhist temple. In April 1905, a resolution on religious tolerance was passed. And it's very interesting. It was real tolerance, religious tolerance. But if you meet now many Orthodox, different Orthodox, 90% say, tolerance, what is it? It is not our value. Last December, our patriarch told to the priests in Moscow, tolerance is a false value. It's a Western value. This value destroys our values, and so on. What is it? It's misunderstanding, I think, because we identify tolerance now very often with special tolerance to sexual minorities, and so on and so on. But we need study our history. And before revolution, it was understood what does it mean. The church and state need tolerance. And it's a special topic. Of course, the fact that the Orthodox Church was at that time the state church means that it was under state control. This created certain difficulties for it. When the government promised in December 1904 to bring a law in religious tolerance, Metropolitan Antony of St. Petersburg wrote to the Tsar, Nicholas II, that such a law would place the Orthodox Church in an equal position. The other religions will enjoy freedom. Only the state Orthodox Church will remain squeezed under the petty-minded control of the state. Now, the situation is entirely different. Formally, and yesterday it was told that we are in good situation, freedom, and there is no state church. I shall not speak much about it. No, it's wonderful, yeah. Wonderful, yeah. Many from outside would be critical of the... excuse me, there is a text. Many from outside would be critical of the attention given to the Russian Orthodox Church by the powers that be and the regular contacts between the president and the patriarch. Yet the separation of church and state should not imply a weakening of the church's action in society, of its displacement from the life of society. Withdrawal from active presence in the society is at variance with the Christian task of transforming the world. A caution expressed by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know him, he died a short time before. A quotation from him. It has always been universally acknowledged that any church should be separated from the state. But in our specific Soviet and post-Soviet milieu, this thesis is apt to be deliberately misinterpreted so as to imply that the church must be completely displaced from the life of the society. This tendency seems to be overcoming the United States and tendency seems to be overcome and establishing itself in some European countries. Can our Russian state afford to be separated from Christian ethics, from the national cultural tradition generated by Orthodoxy? Excuse me, it's another. Oh, Yes. One quotation. Without the enforcement of the state, religion in Russia will break up into enlightenment for the few and sorcery for the many. These words were written by Jacob Burckhardt some 140 maybe years ago in his Weltgeschichten Betrachtungen. Its people, its quotation, its people are apathetic and patient, but the state is proselyte-minded and aggressive. The Byzantine Church keeps going under the Turks as a substitute for and support to the Byzantine spirit. But what could religion and culture look like in Russia without the forcing state? So it's very interesting to analyze this prophetism. So I don't comment these words and come to the last event. It was a bishop council in 2008. It has improved a document stipulating the position of the Russian Orthodox Church regarding human rights, the regulation on church court. And quotation from the last message. The idea of human rights has become one of the main concepts in countries, policies, and legislation. This idea is often used to justify sin and to lower the role of religion in society, to deprive people of the chance of living according to their faith. The Council has expounded the Orthodox view of this problem when it approved the basic teaching of the Russian Orthodox Church on human dignity, freedom, and rights. This document states that human rights are inseparable from moral values and the responsibility of the individual before God and other people. So we need study this document to and analyze. But in this short presentation, I can't do it. And the last page, it's a list of points, of topics, which I find very important for discussion. You see, tolerance, there are much to say. And very important to separate tolerance and political correctness. There is a misunderstanding. There are two different types of education, types of culture. They have opposite directions. Religious pluralism. What is its mission now? We need a new understanding of the concept of mission. Mission and pluralism. Renewing and adjournment. Inculturation. Education, culture of peace, and so on. There are much to discuss. And thank you very much for the possibility to be in your circle for this discussion. Thank you.